This is WKSU News. I'm Kabir Bhatia. Futsal combines soccer-like play on a basketball-like court with baseball-like scores. A professional league known as the National Futsal Premier League came into existence in 2008. This year, Akron has joined the league with the Vulcans. At this point, they're 5-1 on the season, and I spoke with fans at their most recent home game.
Welcome into Goodyear Hall here on the east side of Akron, Ohio, for another NFPL matchup.
Hi, my name is Israel Morales. I'm from Canton, Ohio. I go to Hiram College and I play soccer over there. Soccer and futsal are both very different games. It's a lot faster pace, obviously a lot less people on the field. It's less about positions, more about moving and stuff. It's amazing. You got to keep the ball on the ground and you got to be able to think on your feet. It definitely can catch on here, I think, in Akron. Especially, I see the crowd over there, you know, they have the drum.
My name is Trevor Toma. I am a co-founder of the Seven Sons Supporters Group. We've been fortunate enough to be good friends with head coach Otto Orff, and so he came to us about it, and the two of us were very interested in it. We took most of what we're doing right here off of the Hudson Street Hooligans in Columbus. We want to be loud. We want our players to know that we're here for them always, no matter what's going on.
My name is Jake George, and I'm Trevor's co-founder of the group. I think that the future of futsal is very healthy. I think once people come out here and actually see it in person, it could really make an impact. It blends that basketball feel of a fast pace up and down the court, which Americans are already used to seeing. We're just doing it with our feet instead of our hands.
And folks, he's not on the score sheet tonight, but you got to love the way Kevin Blackwood has played. Blackwood, with some fancy footwork, has a strike with the right foot, and it's in! The right foot strike by Kevin Blackwood, and it's 3-0 in favor of the Akron Vulcans.
I'm Kevin Blackwood. I think that the fans are enjoying it more because it's just so short and entertaining and spicy. Like, I just think that futsal is going to be, you know, a big thing in the upcoming years.
Hi, my name's Kevin Brastein. I'm from Brimfield. I coach the Field Middle School soccer team. My youngest plays futsal. I think soccer has grown because, I mean, even when I was a kid, not many people played, not many people coached. We show up here Saturday morning, 8 a.m. for a game, and the place is full. All three courts are taken up, so it's getting to be really big, especially with the youth programs.
My name is Nick Maletti, and I'm the assistant coach and general manager for the Akron Vulcans. I grew up around here. I graduated from Woodridge High School, and I attended the University of Akron. We run a league here at Goodyear Hall, and it's a youth league. Now that we have this team here, it gives these kids having a goal, you know. Okay, what do I do after I turn 18? Where do I go? Where do I keep playing? We're crossing our fingers that one day maybe we see it in the NCAA, but until then, we'd like for this to be an option for kids.
3 minutes left. You got to imagine the Vulcans at some point when they get the ball back start to try to milk some of this clock and get to the finish line as they hold the 7-0 lead.
Explain the name, the Akron Vulcans.
We wanted to pay homage to the vulcanization of rubber, and the Vulcan god was the one that actually made the weapons for the Greek gods. So that's where the name came from. But ultimately, Otto liked how it kind of coincided with the fact that we play in historic Goodyear Hall and the vulcanization of rubber. He thought it was an appropriate name. So,
what an effort tonight from Akron. Everybody getting involved. The horn sounds, the points are on the board, the Vulcans win 10-0. I'm Ben Thomas saying so long, folks. We'll see you next week. Hope you join the action here at Goodyear Hall.